The time is 7 o'clock on June 14th, 2008. I'm calling to order the Pappy Missouri River Natural Resource Board of Directors meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-14-07 through 84-14-14 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I'd like to announce a procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt the director's discussion or action. Thank you. With that, quorum call, please.
Bradley?
Here.
Brent Conley?
Here.
John Conley?
Here.
Fowler?
Here.
Burnwell?
Here.
Leahy?
Here.
Teaser?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Please?
Here.
And here. And just to note, Director Burnwell just contacted me. He said he would not be here this evening, so excused absence. Agenda item number 4, adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
That was.
Good the motion.
Concert. I was in concert.
Someone take it.
Somebody take it. Come on, guys.
So.
All right. Thank you, Director Brad. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Director. Roll call the motion.
Bradley?
Yes.
Brent Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes. Yep. Yes. Item 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
Hello.
Teaser.
Will you second that, Director Fowler?
Second, Tim. Tim, will you second it?
Second.
Okay, second.
It's going to be a long night. We'll call on the motion. I don't think it's you.
Brent Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Interpret. Yes. The affidavit of proof of publication for this evening's meeting that will become part of the permanent record.
Point of order.
Yes.
You didn't call my name.
Bradley, thank you.
Yes.
Bradley.
I apologize.
Agenda item 8, agency and association reports, 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Services report, Neil Jensen.
Good evening.
Evening, Neil.
I'll try to help keep it short tonight.
Thank you.
Program that's administered by the Farm Service Agency is the CRP program. They have started taking applications again. They hadn't since October 1st, the new fiscal year. Right now, they're sitting at 22.7 million acres, and the cap is 24 million acres. They don't have a lot of acres, and because of that, they are limiting the practices that they're going to accept under the continuous sign-up, grass waterways, filter strips, wetlands, and there's a few others, but those are kind of the main ones that they're going to accept new applications for. They have a short time to sign up from June 4th to August 17th, so if anybody's interested, they need to get in. They also are taking sign-ups on CRP grassland acres. And so that one continues under that program. If they get signed into a contract, those contracts run 10 to 15 years, and they also have an annual payment that goes with it to the producer. So that's CRP. EQIP, just a short update. We received another $141,000 for approving applications. So we'll be going through and approving more of our applications under the PAPIO's local funds, most likely under cropland. that was what I had on the report, but I do want to talk about staffing. Some good news. They're allowing us to do some hiring, and right now it closes tonight, but Takema Resource Con, they've advertised that for the last week. So I hope that we get some good applications there and that we get somebody hired. That hiring process does tend to take a month or two, but the first thing, though, is we've got to have applications. So, the other thing that is happening on staffing is me and my staff, the resource con and the technician, are being moved to Blair. More of our workload is centered more towards the center and to the north, and we will still be providing service to the producers in Douglas Sarpy. We will still maintain an office here in the interim, kind of a little bit almost doing what FSA is doing. They have staff here one day a week, so we'll do 1-2 days a week. Probably a lot based on appointments only, but we started this even before we knew we were going to be able to hire new staff, but having two offices to the north without staff, we just needed to shift the staff so that we had people available to get to those offices. So the kind of the time plan on that is August 1st for us to have that move. There were some things going on that kind of precipitated that. One is we are doing a new lease with the NRD, and part of that lease requirement to keep everybody here was going to require some major remodeling. By doing this, really not going to have much remodel at all. But we're going to combine our staff and the FSA staff into what is currently the FSA staff. So there'll be less space that we'll be using within the NRD building. So,
I'd like to thank Neil and the NRCS. They've been working closely with Terry and I on these, I guess, new plans and shifting personnel and offices. By having that information, we didn't do something that we didn't build an office that you didn't need. And we appreciate, obviously, that you're staying here as well for Douglas and Sarpy and then expanding up into the northern counties. This gives us an opportunity, too. The Corps has been clamoring for additional space for the regulatory folks. So by coordinating and doing this, we can open up more space for the Corps, who will lease that space that they're not using, and they will have plenty of space in that new area. So it's ultimately going to work out, I think, best for everyone. So, but we appreciate the coordination and the consulting with Terry and I on making those decisions. So, helped tremendously.
Any questions?
Director Hall. I had a question. How many employees does that involve moving up to Blair?
Three.
Including yourself?
Yeah.
Any other questions for Neil? Thank you so much. Okay. Moving on to 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts report. Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD board did meet on June 10th and 11th, and the NRD Basin Tour of Southeast Nebraska was the 11th and 12th. I did not attend the tour, but in the meeting, some news, the insurance rates for the employees around the state will go up approximately 5%. And there will be some deductible increases. As far as the tour goes, Marlon, you didn't go, did you?
I did, for a month.
Okay, I had heard the food was good, plenty of drink, and they never had to call the cops once. So that was that's pretty good. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. We're going to HC Legislative Report, Josh Blackwell.
Good evening. I have some handouts for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. What I have distributed to you is a briefing paper on the primary elections dealing with the legislative candidates for the upcoming 2018 election, where there'll be a number of new members of what will be the 106th Nebraska Legislature. That legislature will convene on January 9th of 2019. It's a 90-day session. All the bills that have been considered the last 2 years have automatically been killed. Once the past legislature adjourned sine die in April. We've already gone over a number of the legislative issues, and so I'm not going to repeat that and try to keep my report as brief as possible, but kind of like to give you a little bit of a general overview. In regard to the elections coming up, we have been interviewing a number of the candidates. And in fact, 23 of the non-incumbent candidates have managed to interview them. There's five to go. I'm not sure of those five how many are interested in getting interviewed, so we'll find out as time goes on. But the point that I'm trying to make is that we have established, of course, a working relationship with all candidates and with those who may be serving us in the Nebraska legislature. And to that end, getting that initial meeting going so that we can then go the next step and have Director Winkler, board members here, interact with the newly elected senators to talk about our issues of interest for education purposes will be a lot easier. This year, as you can see by the charts that appear in that packet, there's eight senators that won't return in January due either to term limits or not seeking re-election. And two senators running for higher office. They performed pretty well in the primary, so we could have 10. And then there's always the possibility of an incumbent senator being defeated in the general election. So right now, the prediction is to anywhere from 10 to possibly 12 senators may have some turnover in the legislature. Looking at committee structures, we normally are before the Natural Resources Committee. We certainly watch the Appropriations Committee closely, and then the Revenue Committee for a number of reasons. And the Natural Resources Committee looks really stable. Unless there's a little bit of shifting when the assigned committee members next session, as I say, it looks like there would possibly be no turnover in that committee. Usually there's one or two, but that remains. It's Revenue Committee that really is going to experience turnover because of the eight members, five won't be coming back. So for one reason or the other. And so Agriculture, General Affairs, Revenue, they're losing all their committee chairs. So there is a lot of leadership change. If Senator Maranti would win, say, Treasurer, that's Government Committee turnover. Appropriations will have three new members for sure. Senator Watermeyer is chair of exec board, and if he should win election, then they'll be looking for a new chair that essentially leads the day-to-day administration of the legislature. And then top that off with, in general, just some of the career staff people that work at the legislature, from legislative fiscal office to bill drafting to a number of the other services, clerk of the legislature and so on, they're all nearing retirement age. In fact, the legislative fiscal officer announced that he will be retiring in September. So it's kind of a generational turnover as well. And as a result, that means more institutional memory lost, not only within the body, but also with the support staff. So things continue to change. Talked with the NARD and as to what interim studies they're interested in, what would affect us. And right now it looks like there could be a couple of general studies that could zero in on something of interest, but that hasn't been determined at this point. And there are six other studies in Government and Natural Resources Committee that we'll be following. Those studies usually don't take off until early August and then during the fall season when people want to be in Lincoln for the weekends. That's usually when we have the hearings and working on those particular studies. With that would be the report, and I could go into more detail, but I'm certainly conscious of your time.
Questions from directors?
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to subcommittee reports, agenda item 9A, the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the June 12, 2018 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, Legal Services Contract Extension with Hush Blackwell, LLP. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed contract for a two-year period from June 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2020 with Hush Blackwell, LLP for the provision of legal services per the terms or conditions outlined in the attached agreement, subject to any changes deemed necessary by the general manager, I suppose.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion, please.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Staff?
Yes.
Lacey?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye. I said aye.
He said
aye. Oh, I said
aye. No problem.
Yes.
That completes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the June 12, 2018 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one is Amendment Number 3 to the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Stage 4 Services. Subcommittee recommends that the general manager, as administration agent of the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership, be authorized to execute the Stage 4 Services update of the Papillion Creek Watershed Plan Agreement for Professional Services, Amendment Number 3, with HDR Engineering, Inc., in a not-to-exceed amount of $150,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Director Lake.
When will the update come before the board?
Ms. Lori.
Come on.
Next May.
Yeah. Is it too early to know, or are we going to be taking a look at that fee structure?
That'll all be part of this.
This will take a look.
Okay. It sets the next priorities, looks at the fee structure.
Okay. Any other questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler?
Yes.
Staff?
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Yes.
Item number 2 is in a contract amendment with Stantec Consulting Services. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed contract amendment number 1 with Stantec Consulting Services, Inc. for an update of the Papillion Creek Watershed Hydraulic Modeling in an amount not to exceed $67,379.84, bringing the total contract amount to $497,061.65. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors?
I have.
Yes, Director Jack.
We're adding $67,000 to this, is that correct? And brings it up to $497,000. When did that whole thing start to get to $497,000?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's been close to or over a year.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions from directors? Seeing none, I'll call on the motion.
Jeff?
Yes.
Lady?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Item number 3 is West Douglas County Trail. Subcommittee recommends that the board adopt a resolution provided by NDOT authorizing the GM to execute supplemental agreement number 2 between the district and Earhart Griffin Associates for preliminary engineers for the West Douglas County Trail for a cost not to exceed $92,893.78, bringing the total amount of the contract to $288,019.58, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Leahy?
Yes.
Keiser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
And
Jeff?
Yes.
And
yes.
Item number 4 is an amendment to trail license agreement with Quest Property LLC. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute the amendment to trail license agreement with Quest Property LLC for use of the district right-of-way along Harry Anderson Avenue at Q Street, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Roll call on the motion, please.
Keiser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to 9C, Finance, Expenditures, and Legal Subcommittee. I believe Director Jim Thompson is going to take this one.
Sure, I'll take this one. Be resolved, minutes of June 12th meeting of the Finance, Expenditure, Legal are hereby accepted, incorporating these minutes following the recommendations. The subcommittee hereby adopted and approved, and I assume we will not be in executive session?
Correct.
Okay.
No.
Item 9C1, purpose agreement for MUD sites near confluence of the Platte Missouri Rivers. Recommendation, general manager be authorized to execute purchase agreement with MUD in amount of $790,000 for 152.38 acres of land for the Missouri River Corridor project, subject to changes deemed necessary by general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel and the subcommittees so approves.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Over.
Quick note on this one. This will be also cover our first purchase for the levy improvements.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul. Any other comments from staff?
More
from directors? George Thompson?
I just want to add that the $790,000, 80% of that will be covered by the Environmental Trust. So our out-of-pocket is $158,000. So, but we have to approve the full amount. We'll get reimbursed by the NET down the road.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Any further comments from directors? Director Jeff.
Paul, how much of that land is going to be needed for the levy?
It would only end up to
Any further questions from directors?
Just can I make a comment?
Sure.
I can see why we're doing this. It's not costing us a lot of money on that, but it just seems like we're becoming a depository for a lot of useless land to some degree. We're buying up lots in various subdivisions that nobody wants, and now we've got them on our record, on our books, and we have to take care of them. And there's a lot of junk land here. I'll probably okay it, but it just bothers me that we're collecting so much land that really nobody really wants.
Director Jeff, any further comments from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Thompson?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Keiser?
No.
Yes.
Item 2, land acquisition, West Papillion Regional Basin Number 1, FWP 1. Recommendation, general manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with Celebrity Homes Incorporated for the purchase of approximately 5 acres to be verified by survey for $47,000 per acre for the construction WP 1 Regional Detention Basin Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel committee. So approves.
I'm just going to have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? The directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Please?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Rich Conley?
Aye.
Tom Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Fairford?
Yes.
Item 3, land acquisition for West Papillion Regional Basin Number 7, WP 7. Recommendation of the general manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with FMR Nancho 1, Nancho I, LLC. Delaware Limited Liability Company in the amount of $157,700 for 3.582 acres of land for the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 7 project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager, and approval as formed by District Legal Counsel. Subcommittee so approves.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? None. Roll call on the motion.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Moving on to agenda item 10, Treasurer's Report. Once again, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of the two resolutions and items 10A through 10J inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff, directors. Seeing none, we'll call on the motion, please.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yeah.
Thompson?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes.
That concludes our report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Agenda item 11, Chairperson's Report. Nothing to report this evening, so we'll move to agenda item 12, the General Manager's Report. John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attaches the information education highlights. The information education department hired Kaylin Kelly as its new natural resources educator. You know Kaylin, she was previously the program assistant for the NRD and NRCS. So we'll welcome Kaylin to her new position and wish her the best of luck. Also, we hired Kyra Peterson, and she is in attendance tonight, sitting by Mr. Biesig. She replaces Barb, who retired, and Kyra's first day was May 14th. She earned her Bachelor's of Science degree from the University of Wyoming and her MBA from the University of Phoenix. She does bring a wide range of accounting and administrative experience, and we're glad to have her on the team. We welcome her. She stayed another week, so I guess she likes it here. Also, you've all received your formal invite to the Flanagan Lake grand opening on June 27th at 10:30 a.m. We're doing a joint grand opening with the City of Omaha. The governor, several state senators have all been invited to attend. Jennifer is doing a campaign that's part PR, part educational, and I don't think we've seen anything like it, and that's one of the reasons why she got hired in this position, because you will see something that we haven't experienced here as far as getting the word out as far as what our facilities do and the benefit it has to the community. So you're going to see a lot of different things than just press releases and just your standard type of campaign. So I'm looking forward to that. I know she's been extremely busy with that. Also, I was invited to the Sandhills Cattlemen Association dinner. And also, I was their keynote speaker, and that was a good time. Great people in Valentine. A director from the Lower Loop NRD, or Lauren Ibera NRD, invited me. She's also the past president of the Cattlemen. So we got a lot of good publicity and press out of that. A lot of calls for follow-up, so it was fun to do that. Four candidates are moving to the general election for two open seats on the board of directors, Kevin Sopinski and Terry Dale in Sub-District 10, and Barb Nichols and Tim McCormick in Sub-District 4. And so it's attached a breakdown of the numbers of the election if you want to see them. Obviously, we wish all candidates good luck in the race. I sent out an email a few days ago regarding the district has been awarded $1.5 million. We were inserted in the Corps' fiscal year 2018 work plan. The $1.5 million is for a resumption of the Papillion Creek Watershed Study. But basically, what it is, it's an update to that study. I kind of list the process that we went through to get to that point. But basically what it does is this is the first step in being able to access literally tens of millions of dollars of federal funds to construct the nine remaining reservoirs. And we were told for months, years, that we had to get a new start. And if you know, Congress gives 2 to 6 new starts every year. And Nebraska is not going to get a new start because we're competing against across the country, Puerto Rico. But we had an answer to a question that was never asked. And what I mean by that is we knew the answer. We just had to find the right rabbit hole to jump down. And we jumped down a lot of them to get there. We worked with the Senate Environment Public Works Committee. We worked with the Congressional Delegation, Office of Management and Budget, the Assistant Secretary of the Army's Office, headquarters of the Corps and the district offices, and just building those relationships. And this business is all about relationships. And it literally takes decades to build those that trust and those relationships, not only at the federal level, but at the local level. And it was just a happenstance meeting that the door was cracked a little bit. And then when we applied for what we thought was an avenue, we got a response back that opened the door wide open. And no one knew it, except we figured out the answer. We cracked the code. We went to headquarters, and they said, we don't know. We've never had this we've never done this before, but it's a possibility. And so we were able to do that. So what happens, the Corps has actually got the funds. They will get them this month, the whole $1.5 million. It's a 50-50. It's supposed to take 3 years, but we're thinking it's going to be much faster because of all the data we have in the watershed right now. And so once that is done, that puts us in the position then to seek Corps funding. We also have answers for that, that a question hasn't been asked yet. And so we're going to start asking those questions too. And we have the answer for them. It's just a matter of convincing the Corps and others that this is the right way to fund these things. So that's the next step. But the first step, the most important step, was we got the door open. Now, this watershed had authorizations we found from the 30s, the 40s, the 60s, the 70s. And all of those remained open, and no one knew it. Well, one person did, I guess, had a gut. And then we followed the process, and that, in fact, was the case. So that's what happened. So the Corps has the money. They want to enter an agreement as quickly as possible. They want to start the study as quickly as possible. And so we will be signing an agreement before September to actually start the – and they call it a resumption, but basically they are updating all of the data and all the studies that they currently have. Now, remember, those past studies have led to Zirinsky, Cunningham, Wurspan, where we sit here, and those Standing Bear and those reservoirs. So if we can bring in that outside revenue at the federal level, that will cut down the burden on our taxpayers by half or more. And so what looked like that maybe we wouldn't be able to finish till 2050 or 60 or 70 if we were lucky, maybe we can get done in 15 years or 10 years. So it's great news. If you look at the list, we're the only project in Nebraska for construction, for investigations, anything. And most of them, Alaska, California, Texas, Arkansas, all big population states. And so it wasn't just one per, it was everyone was working. Our government relations folks, water strategies in Washington, D.C., a lot of shoe leather. We attended a lot of meetings, walked a lot between offices. It worked out great. But this is huge news. And it's going to have great implications if we can get them to move into the construction phase of it. So more to come. The study will go on for the next couple of years. It's going to be tremendous if we can play it out like we want to play it out. So be happy to – if anybody wants to hear how the process went and what we did, I'd love to sit down and talk to you. It's way too long and complicated for this meeting. I couldn't be happier. I mean, this was big. We would have never, ever got a new start. We could have been here for 100 years and we'd never got it. And so this was a way that we found to get it. Marlon, anything to add that I miss anything or anybody? Okay. Any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Yeah. Well, first a comment, congratulations, great job to John and everybody else involved. And no, we don't want to hear about the story because I think we all have a lot of federal government nightmares. But I do have just a question. Is this at all related or could be related to the work that we're also doing with the federal government FEMA on the flood maps and getting those redrawn for the people in our district.
Well, that information that we're doing with the hydrology and hydraulics will be built into this study. So when we're working with the Corps, you know, the data we have is they're not coming into just a watershed that no one has any knowledge of. I mean, they've been here for decades. We've been here for decades. There's oodles of information. So that's why they thought they could really shrink the time frame and shrink the cost. So what everything that we've done and are doing will go into this. And so that will all be a part of that update. And it's a great check. It's a great check for the Corps to come in and look and say, this is what we did in the 70s, and this is what you guys picked up until this point in time, and a lot has changed. The area's exploded in development. We had the Corps Civil Works Director here, and he was baffled by the amount of development. And he's like, you guys' window is closing rapidly. And he's not even from here. He's from D.C. We drove him around, and he said, you guys are running out of time. And we said, yeah, that's the whole thing. We're running out of time. And so he's seen it, and so that will do is say, are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? And this will be a great check to say we keep going, and these are the things that we need to do, and we need to hurry. So, but everything we do will feed into this study, or have done.
And then after we get the projects, we'll feed into more.
Now that's all funding. We're trying to work on FEMA next. We've got the Corps in line, but no. Okay. Any other questions? The other reports are attached for your review, and that concludes my report. Oh, Paul?
I just want to quickly our flights with NRA will begin here in a couple weeks. Just want to make you all aware of that. Semester your handouts, too. So we'll be doing press releases so that people know the low flying helicopter going across North Omaha isn't moving.
Thank you, Paul. John, thank you for the update. That's fantastic news. Obviously, thank you and staff for the dedicated work on this. It certainly is giving the local taxpayers more bang for their buck by a rather large margin. So thank you for the continued work on that. With that, agenda item 13, informational items. The next Board of Directors meeting will be here on July 12th. I wish everybody a happy and safe 4th of July. Can't believe it's here already. With that, we are adjourned.